The next meeting that we will convene is the July 8th, 2015 Mesa City Council Study Session. Again, excuse Councilmember Glover. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's formal council meeting upstairs. Currently, we have one item off of the consent agenda, but let's just go through the agenda again to make sure that everyone is comfortable with that being the case. Agenda item 3 are liquor licenses. Agenda item 4 are various purchasing contracts. Ms. Mickelson, I noticed that someone gave you a blue card. Is that for upstairs or is that for this meeting?
Yes, it's for upstairs.
For upstairs. Okay, thank you. Again, agenda item 4 are purchasing contracts. Agenda item 5 is actions on resolutions. 6 are adopting resolutions. 7 is to take public comment on an ordinance. 8 are some zoning cases. 9 are some subdivision plats. And then 10 is the item that's off the consent agenda. Mr. Richens.
So we've had a considerable amount of back and forth on that, and there's two resolutions on there, one that affirms the Planning and Zoning Board's decision, and I'm intending to make a motion to approve the revised site plan and the stipulations associated with that. If there's not any objection, is there any way to move that to the consent agenda?
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, because we have it posted first as a public hearing and then action on the item, my recommendation is we keep it off consent just in case there are some individuals from the public who show up for the public hearing.
Good, thank you.
Okay. I've had an opportunity to meet with the applicant as well, like Councilmember Richens. I was initially concerned given the lack of support at Planning and Zoning, but the applicant has made some significant concessions and has also, in the interim, received the support of the neighboring community. We have a letter on our table today from Mesa Grande Community Alliance. And so I am now comfortable supporting the project. So that's my intention to vote in favor of the project upstairs. And I think there may have been other efforts with other council members to update them on the merits of this case as well. So any other, we'll keep that off the consent agenda. But is there any other concerns, council, with the agenda for tonight's meeting? If not, moving on to the next item on the study session agenda. Item number 2 is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on new Mesa Downtown Laboratory projects, a partnership with NEDCO and Downtown Mesa Association.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Neil Curley, the Management Assistant in the City Manager's Office. I'm here today to talk to you about the Downtown Mesa Laboratory projects. And what this is envisioning Downtown Mesa kind of as a laboratory space where we can experiment with different urban designs, different spaces, get really creative and activate downtown to really create that punch for the new people coming in with light rail and continue the momentum of downtown going, and then test what these spaces do and have their impact on downtown, and then use that information to then drive future decisions in downtown. And I'd like to mention, too, that this would not be possible without our partnership with the Downtown Mesa Association. We've got David Short here with us today, as well as the Neighborhood Economic Development Corporation, NEDCO. We have been working with them, along with businesses and property owners in downtown, to really come up with this concept of the Downtown Mesa Laboratory. And what we're proposing kind of in this first phase is kind of 4 areas that we would focus on. The first is which is sidewalk and streetscape beautification. Now, these projects kind of in this area would enhance the visual appeal of downtown by refreshing some of the colonnades, as you see here, this picture here, as well as enhancing some of the landscaping and then adding some artwork kind of along Main Street and creating that really visually appealing strip down Main. The next section would be... Yes.
Before we
go
move
back
on
to that picture real quick, I just want to note, and maybe Dennis would recall this, but the building that you're showing in this picture was actually the first facade improvement program we did,
right?
Facade improvement project that we did with West Mesa CDC back 10 years ago. that kind of was proved to be a catalyst in the long term for it. So it was interesting that you'd choose that picture, but also it kind of shows how far we've evolved in the last few years because of some really energetic folks, and NEDCO being the driver of that and DMA being a big part of that. It's just been really neat to see how this has evolved so far.
Right, and this is kind of the example we're looking to when we go to other colonnades, kind of tying into this and getting some sort of, you know, working with designers to come up with that color palette that would get that visual appeal for those colonnades. And then next we have some wayfinding. Again, these projects are meant to really highlight some of the main attractions downtown, direct people to some of the museums, some of the kind of the MAC and some of the restaurants downtown by using fun and creative kind of directional signage. So we have kind of the sidewalk stickers here that we're going to implement, as well as some maybe window coverings that would highlight some of those main attractions in downtown. And also included in this is these downtown business directories, kind of an update and refresh of some of those. Also included are the alley activation. So these projects would take some of the alleyways off of Main Street and create really a pedestrian-friendly atmosphere. What we're looking to do here is really draw people in and give them an excuse to linger in downtown Mesa after they've gone to a restaurant, seen a show at the MAC, or gone to one of the museums. So we're looking at programming some of these alleys, you know, with some lounge seating, making it really inviting and comfortable for folks to have a hangout space in downtown. And then next we have are the placemaking projects. So these are really the projects that will bring that unique draw to downtown Mesa. And we kind of call these moments of discovery, where people would be walking downtown and really be surprised that they would find maybe this green space kind of in a parking space, or we have some creative seating options that we could use in some of those public spaces right now that are maybe underutilized in downtown. So these are kind of the phase one that we're looking to implement for the coming of light rail. We're going to, you know, really prioritize implementing these for the August 22nd opening, and then continue with these projects kind of as downtown evolves and continue to get feedback and see what their impact and some of the effects that they are on downtown. And we're here today to kind of get your direction and approval for actually the funding mechanism. We've worked with NEDCO and DMA and identified some funds that have been remaining from a contract the city had with NEDCO to provide light rail business assistance for businesses affected by light rail. A portion of those funds remain, and so we're suggesting that we use those to create some of these projects and really move forward with this partnership, working with the Downtown Mesa Association and NEDCO.
Great. Thank you, Neil. Great idea, great presentation. Council? Kevin?
Yeah, I really do like the alley activation. I think, you know, as you walk through downtown, we have such wide alleys, and it makes sense to have those alleyways as something other than just you know, vehicular traffic. And so I really like this. I think it's a great idea.
Great. I have some thoughts. I'm not a big fan of the colonnades, I have to tell you. I might be the only one in the room that is not a big fan of the colonnades. I love the part of downtown where some of the colonnades have been removed. I'm a big fan of shade, don't get me wrong, but I think the colonnades kind of hide this really cool, authentic, 100-year-old downtown that we have with this stucco 1970s-esque structure that's wonderful for shade, but it also does a great job of hiding our really cool buildings downtown. I think the city of Mesa owns the colonnades. So I would love at some point for us, and I'm not sure if I'm the only one that thinks this is a good idea or not, but for us to offer some incentives if we can get the business owners to commit to doing something to replace the colonnade with some sort of more attractive shade structure where the city gets involved in taking down the colonnades and replacing them with something that allows us and people visiting downtown to see these really cool 100-year-old buildings, rather than this stucco box that's out in front of the really cool old buildings. So I'll get on my soapbox about the colonnades, but we ought to use this as another chance to just broadcast the fact that August 22nd we're having a big stinking deal downtown as we kick off the light rail. So let's do as much as we can before then, and then I would love to see I think we're all excited for the light rail to be in happening this holiday season. I would love for downtown Mesa to be, again, one of the one or two go-to places in the valley. So this is a great idea. I hope we can get a lot accomplished to that end between now and the holidays, and maybe, like I say, ultimately long-term, figuring out a way to make the colonnades less of a something that's hiding how attractive some of the buildings are down there. I'm sorry, Council, any other comments on this? Yes.
I like the idea, especially the alleyways, as my colleague here. It no longer is a nefarious place, but it can be a place that can bring people together. My daughter lives in Seattle. They actually have a place where the people stick bubble gum. Not that I'm suggesting we do that, but it's really cool. You should see all the traffic they get because they see walls of bubble gum. Of course, we don't want that in Mesa, but it is a great place. It is a great place for people to get together and with tables and those kind of things. So I highly recommend that we continue moving forward on this.
Great. I think we got a reaction to the gum idea. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Next item. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there more?
We're going to need to do, just so the council's aware, let's be clear. So we're going to take what's the remaining with NEDCO? How much dollars?
$30,000.
$30,000 from the NEDCO contract that we had for business assistance, and then DMA is kicking in?
An additional up to 50.
Up to 50? Is that what you're saying, David? Shake your head? Yes. Okay. So those will be the funds that we'll use to support these ideas over the next year. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Next item on our agenda is to acknowledge receipts of minutes of boards and committees. Would someone like to make that motion? Thank you. Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Next is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Council, any reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady, are you ready to tell us about meetings?
Yes.
And general information?
So I know you're anxious to hear this, but this is your last meeting until Monday, August 24th. Now, there are a few things, as you mentioned, they're happening between now and then. So we do have the light rail extension on August 22nd. That'll be from 8 to noon, and there'll be more information coming out about that to the public. Also, July 31st, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh will be having coffee with the, do we call it coffee with the Vice Mayor now? After the council member, July 31st from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And it's at the Hacienda Children's Hospital, which was just recently opened at 610 West Jerome. So we invite everyone to come out to that event. So there's a few things happening. Go ahead, Vice Mayor.
And there is a Vice Mayor event that's going to be happening August 15th. It's actually a joint event between Mesa and Tempe. Vice Mayor Corey Woods and I are going to host the first ever Public Safety Invitational Flow Rider Championship at the Rhodes Aquatics Complex on August 15th from 8 to 10. And the teams will be comprised of both police and firefighters from each city competing against each other. And the proceeds will be, it'll be a fundraiser for the 100 Club.
Excellent.
But it's we're going to be doing that on August 15th. And we really appreciate Vice Mayor Woods and Tempe staff and Tempe Police and Fire for working to cooperate with us on this. And we understand the judges have been picked from the Mesa Chamber of Commerce and the Tempe Chamber of Commerce, but they might need a tiebreaker, assistant city manager might want to do that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That's going to be well attended. No other scheduling or meetings? Okay, I think we're ready to go upstairs. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.